Today, we shall learn from the passage in the book of James.
今天我们会学习在雅各书的一段经文。
It's the last section of chapter 1.
就是在雅各书第一章最后一段。
And so far, from chapter 1, we have seen in previous sharing that in God's wisdom, trials of faith is something necessary for a person to grow up spiritually.
咁喺我哋之前一齐睇第一章嘅时候咧，我哋都睇到喺神嘅智慧里面，信心嘅考验磨练咧，系对于一个人属灵嘅成长系必要嘅。
We also saw that God is good all the time.
我哋都睇到神咧一直以嚟都系美善嘅。
Even temptations in God's hands can become something good and beneficial to those who love Him.
就连一啲嘅试探啊、试炼喺神嘅手中咧，都可以成为对我哋有益处嘅事情，只要我哋系爱佢嘅。
We also saw a positive picture of overcoming trials of faith implied in verse 18.
咁我哋都见到一幅好积极正面嘅图画咧，就系当一个人可以胜过去喺呢啲信心嘅试炼啊、磨练里面得胜嘅时候，就系好似喺第十八节所暗示嘅。
When a person holds on to the word of God in his heart,
当一个人愿意持守神的话语在他心里面,
and keep on following God's will and obey his words,
一直去跟从神的心意啦，去听他的话语,
instead of obeying his own fleshly desire,
而不是去顺从自己肉体的这些欲望,
he'll be able to overcome trials and grow up spiritually.
咁佢就可以喺呢啲嘅試練磨練裡面得勝，同埋咧屬靈上可以成長啦。
And in the end, he will receive eternal life from God.
最終佢能夠得到神為佢預備嘅呢份永生。
This is a summary of what we have learned so far from chapter 1.
咁以上咧就係我哋喺過去對於第一章所學習到嘅內容一個簡介啦。
Today we will be looking at verse 19 to verse 27.
今天我们会看第一章十九至二十七节。
Let me read to you chapter 1, verse 19 to 27.
那我为大家读出第一章十九至到二十七节。
Verse 19. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness,In humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourself doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law,the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks himself to be religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
第一章十九节至十七节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们各人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细察看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来。就在他所行的事上必然得福。若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚， 就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己，不沾染世俗。
Let us consider together, what is the main theme discussed in today's passage?
咁我哋一齐去思考下呢段经文嘅主题系乜嘢咧
？You will notice James talks about a lot about the Word of God.
大家会留意到雅各喺呢度提咗好多次关于神嘅话语。
Here James is teaching us the correct attitudes we should have towards God's Word.
呢度咧，雅各系教我哋对于神嘅道、神嘅话语应该有啲乜嘢正确嘅态度咧？
After regeneration, after we become a Christian.
当我哋重生啦，成为一个基督徒之后。
Last time we saw the importance of God's word in verse 18.
咁上一次咧喺十八节，我哋都睇到神嘅道、神嘅话语嘅重要性。
It's through God's word that He brought us forth into a new life in Christ.
咁咧系透过神嘅话语咧，赐俾我哋呢个生命嘅喺基督里面嘅新生命。
So having a correct attitude towards God's word is essential to us.
咁所以咧，面对神嘅话语，要有一个正确嘅态度系至关重要嘅。
Without the right attitude towards God's word, we would not be able to experience God's power working in our lives.
如果我哋冇对神嘅话语持有一份正确嘅态度咧，我哋系无法经历到神嘅能力去改变我哋嘅生命嘅。
And this kind of faith in God is described as worthless in verse 26.
咁喺廿六节咧就讲到咁样嘅信仰咧，其实系可以话系虚空徒然嘅，冇价值嘅。
So today's passage contains principles that are essential both to Christians and to our friends among us.Who are seeking to know more about God and His words?
咁今日呢段经文咧，当中有一啲至关重要嘅原则，系对于无论系基督徒，又或者嚟到寻求神、想认识神嘅话语更多嘅朋友，都系非常之重要嘅。
When we come before God's word with the right attitudes, we will experience His power and His working in our lives.
如果我哋對於神嘅話語有依份正確嘅態度咧，我哋係會經歷到佢嘅能力喺我哋生命裏面改變我哋。
Just like Sister Brenda shared with us last week，
就好似上個禮拜 Brenda 同我哋分享咁樣。
How she shared about God's word reminding her and to change her attitude toward her husband。
佢分享到神嘅話語點樣提醒佢要去改變佢對佢丈夫嘅態度。
So it's through God's word that our Father Yahweh works in our lives.
咁係透過神嘅話語咧，Yahweh天父可以喺我哋嘅生命裏面動工。
And to guide us and to change us.
去引導我哋同埋改變我哋。
Okay, in the following time, let us first take a closer look at verse 19.
咁我哋而家一齊睇下第十九節。
It's a reminder to the brothers and sisters to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
是一个对于弟兄姊妹的提醒，要去快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
If we think carefully on these words, to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger.
如果我哋好细心咁去思考呢啲嘅话语，就系要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
What kind of person would behave like this?
有边啲人系会咁样去做呢
？If we look underneath.The spirit behind these actions.
咁样呢啲嘅行为背后又反映出啲乜嘢咧
？What life quality can we see from a person who behave in this manner?
从呢类人嘅身上，我哋睇到有啲乜嘢嘅生命嘅内涵咧
？What would cause a person to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger?
乜嘢会令到一个人愿意去快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒咧？
I think we would all agree that only when a person truly loves the other as himself, he will behave like this.
我相信大家都会同意，只有当一个人愿意去爱对方，好似爱自己咁样嘅时候咧，佢先至可以做到快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
If a person truly loves the other person as himself, he would listen attentively to what that person wants to say.
如果一个人真系爱对方，好似爱自己咁样咧。咁佢就會好留心、好細心去聽究竟對方要表達啲乜嘢啦。
And he would not speak in haste to ignore the feeling of that person.
咁佢就唔會好急咁樣去表達自己嘅意思，甚至去忽略咗對方嘅感受。
And he would not let his anger or emotions control him to become irritated or angry at the person easily.
咁佢亦都唔會咧容許自己嘅怒氣啊，呢啲情緒好容易去控制自己，去對對方發怒嘅。
So actually, being quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger are the actions of a person who truly lives out the love of God in all aspects of his life.
咁所以咧，當一個人佢係快快的聽，慢慢的說，慢慢嘅動怒咧，就係唯有當呢個人係喺生命嘅各方面都去活出神嘅愛。
Including how he relates to others in speech and in his attitudes.
咁包括佢係同人相處嘅，無論係言行方面啊，或者佢嘅態度方面啊。
This change is only possible when a person has the right attitudes toward God's word.
咁呢個改變咧，只係呢個改變就係除非呢個人能夠對神嘅話語有一份正確嘅態度，先會可以發生。
So God's word can work powerfully in his life to transform him totally.
咁神嘅話語咧就可以喺佢嘅生命裡面發揮呢個好大嘅改變嘅能力啦。
To change him from a self-centered person to a God-centered person who is able to love others as himself.
去改變呢個人咧，從一個自我為中心，去到係以神為中心，去愛其他人就如同自己一樣。
Have you ever tried to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger?
大家有冇試過嘗試係快快的聽，慢慢的說，慢慢的動怒咧？
I think sometimes we can have this kind of attitude towards certain people.
咁我相信咧，有時我哋都會嘅，我哋對於某一類人可以做到。
Especially those who are not very close or familiar with us.
特別係嗰啲咧，同我哋唔係好熟，唔係好親密嘅朋友啦。
Most of us being Asian, we would try to be polite towards others.
咁我哋大部分當中都係亞洲人啦，我哋通常都習慣咗對人係好有禮貌嘅。
As our parents taught us since young.
就係我哋父母，即係從我哋細個就開始教育我哋啦。
However, when we are with someone who is more familiar with us,
但係當我哋面對嗰啲同我哋好熟嘅人咧
，If we are not careful, we often become impatient with them quickly.
咁我哋一唔小心就好容易對佢唔耐煩啦。
And we easily ignore their feelings or get angry at them easily.
亦都好容易咧去忽略咗對方嘅感受，甚至對對方就發嬲啦。
For example, towards our parents or between husband and wife or between siblings.
譬如我哋對我哋嘅父母啦，對我哋丈夫或者妻子啦，或者對我哋嘅兄弟姊妹。
A lot of times we are not as patient with them as to people who we are less familiar with.
好多時候咧，我哋對呢啲咁熟悉嘅人咧係冇咁客氣噶，相對我哋對好多時候我哋對我哋好熟悉嘅屋企人啊朋友咧係冇咁客氣嘅，相對一啲我哋唔係好熟悉嘅人。
So without God's help and without Him changing us, we are often the opposite of what verse 19 describes.
咁所以咧，如果冇神嘅幫助同埋冇神嘅改變咧，我哋活出嘅就係啱啱係十九節所講嘅相反啦。
We are slow to hear.
我哋咧好慢嘅去聆聽。
Quick to speak.
好快就去講啦。
And quick to get angry.
亦都好快去發嬲啦。
Especially toward those who are closest to us.
特別係對嗰啲同我哋最親近嘅人。
Everything centers on us.
乜嘢嘢咧都係圍繞住我哋轉嘅，我哋就係個中心點。
For example, before I became a Christian.
就好似我成為基督徒之前咧。
I would speak as I like without considering how others feel.
我中意點講就點講啦，亦都唔會理會其他人嘅感受嘅。
I will listen to others only when I want to.
我只會當我想聽人哋講嘅時候先去聽嘅。
And I will get angry in the way that I like.
我亦都會隨住自己嘅意思就去發嬲咯。
So if a person is slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to angry, which is the opposite of which what verse 19 says.
咁如果當一個人咧係好慢咁去聆聽。好快就去講，好快咁去生氣發嬲咧，咁佢就正正係頭先十九節所講嘅相反啦。
This is someone who does not live out the love of God, who does not love others as himself.
咁樣嘅人咧，佢就係冇活出神嘅愛，亦都冇去愛人如己。
I think before we come to know God, before we experience God's love,
咁我。 我想呢，当我们认识神之前，当我们去经历到神的爱之前呢，
We all tend to behave in this very selfish way.
我们大部分人都是倾向这样很自私地去做的。
So James reminds the Christians that since we receive a new life from God, we know how God's love is like.
咁雅各喺呢度就提醒我哋咧，特別係基督徒，我哋已經知道神係點，亦都接受咗神俾我哋呢個新生命咧，我哋應該好清楚神嘅愛係點嘅。
We should follow Jesus' self-giving example to love each other as ourselves.
咁我哋咧就應該跟隨耶穌佢舍己嘅榜樣去愛人如己。
We should no longer behave in such a self-centered way, to dismiss what others want to say.
我哋咧唔應該再係咁自我咁去生活啦，甚至都去唔理會人哋嘅感受或者人哋想去表達嘅嘢。
To become quick to speak without consideration for others.
好快就去講啦，亦都唔去體諒理解對方。
And to be controlled by our own emotions.
亦都被我哋嘅情緒所控制。
So in verse 19, the phrase "be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger" actually portrays a beautiful picture of a person who is changed by God.
咁所以喺十九節咧，我哋睇到當一個人佢係快快的聽，慢慢的説，慢慢的動怒咧，其實係表達緊一幅圖畫，一個好美麗嘅圖畫，就係當一個人被神去改變。
Who is no longer self-centered?
佢唔再自我為中心。
But is able to live out God's life and God's love in all aspects of his life.
而是可以去活出神的爱和神的生命，在生活的方方面面都是这样的。
Even in the way that he relates to others.
包括他和人相处方面。
Let us take a moment to consider what the world would be like if everyone is able to truly love each other as himself or herself.
那我们一起想一下，試想一下，這個世界將會變成怎樣呢？如果當每一個人都可以去愛人如己，愛其他人好像自己那樣。
Husband and wife would no longer fight or quarrel.
那丈夫和妻子就不會再去吵架了。
Roommates would not dislike or despise each other.
那我們同住的人呢，也都不會彼此不喜歡啊，甚至埋怨不喜歡啊。
Nations would not be at war with each other.
同埋頭先講到，即係唔會去輕視其他身邊同住嘅人。咁喺國與國之間咧，亦都唔會再發生呢啲戰爭啦。
The world will be at peace in God's love.
世界咧就會因為神嘅愛變得和平。
So it's truly a high calling that we Christians are called to live out such kind of beautiful life.
咁大家睇唔睇到呢個其實真係一個好崇高嘅呼召，係神希望基督徒可以去活出呢種美麗嘅生命。
So how can a person be changed and live out the love of God?
咁究竟一個人點樣可以被神改變去活出神嘅愛咧？
This is only possible when we respond to God's words with the correct attitudes.
除非一個人能夠以正確嘅態度去回應神嘅話語。
So Father Yahweh is able to work through His word in our lives.
咁亞維天父咧就可以透過佢嘅話語喺我哋嘅生命裏面去工作
，without hindrance to change us and renew us to be a person who lives out the life and the love of God。
咁就冇難阻嘅去改變我哋，令我哋可以活出神呢份愛同埋佢嘅生命啦。
So what are the correct attitudes that we need to have when we come before the Word of God？
咁究竟我哋面對神話語嘅時候，要有啲乜嘢正確嘅態度咧？
For example, say every Sunday when we listen to the sermons, or during the week, in our quiet time when we read our Bible.
咁譬如我哋星期日一齐嚟到聚会啦，去敬拜神嘅时候，又或者每一日我哋去自己安静去睇圣经，去亲近神嘅时候。
So from chapter 1, verse 21 onwards, James points out three essential attitudes we should have when we come before God's word.
咁喺21節開始咧，雅各就提出咗三個我哋必須有嘅態度，當我哋面對神嘅話語。
The first one can be found in verse 21 in these words.
咁第一個態度咧，就係可以喺第21節見到啦。
Let us look at verse 21.
我哋一齊睇睇21節啦。
Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness.
所以你們要脫去一切的污穢和盈餘的邪惡。
Here we see that we need to have the determination to put away all unclean and displeasing things in God's eyes.
咁呢度我哋就睇到，我哋需要有呢份决心，除去一切嘅污秽，同埋咧神眼中睇为系佢唔喜悦嘅嘢。
When we come before His Word，
就系当我哋面对佢嘅话语嘅时候。
Because God's Word is pure, holy, and good。
因为神嘅话语咧系圣洁嘅，系纯正嘅，同埋系美善嘅。
So we must approach God's Word with a clean and a pure heart。
咁所以当我哋去面对神话语嘅时候咧，亦都需要有呢份嘅纯洁嘅心。
It's obvious that we cannot both desire evil and good at the same time。
咁系我哋一个人咧，冇可能同时又好渴慕良善嘅嘢，但系又好中意邪恶嘅嘢。
This is why we need to make an effort to put away everything that is unclean or displeasing to God。
咁呢个就系我哋需要除去呢啲污秽啊、神唔喜悦嘅嘢嘅原因啦。
If we do want to understand and experience God's word working in our lives，
特别系当我哋想去明白同埋经历神嘅话语喺我哋生命里面工作嘅时候。
So the first essential attitude towards God's word is the willingness to put away all the unclean and displeasing thoughts or actions in God's eyes。
咁所以第一个好必须有的态度，当我们面对神的话语，就是要有这份愿意的心去除去一切的污秽，还有神不喜悦的思想和行为。
And to thirst for what is good and pleasing to God.
还有去渴慕神看为美善，看为好的。
The second correct attitude toward God's word is also found in verse 21.
第二个我们需要有正确的态度，当我们面对神的话语，也都是在21节可以见到的。
Can you spot what it is?
大家睇唔睇到係乜嘢咧？
Give you a few seconds.
俾大家幾秒鐘去揾個答案。
It's the attitude of meekness or humbleness to receive God's word.
就係呢份謙卑，願意去接受神嘅話語。
In Chinese version of the Bible, it's translated as a gentle heart.
咁喺中文聖經嘅翻譯裡面咧，佢就係翻譯為一個温柔嘅心。
So the second important attitude we need to have is the humble and a soft or teachable heart towards the Word of God.
咁所以第二个好重要嘅态度咧，系我哋就系需要有呢个好谦卑、温柔、柔和、柔软嘅心，同埋一个受教嘅心啦，面对神嘅话语。
To be sensitive to His reminders and to be willing to change when God reminds us through His words.
就是对于神的提醒咧，系敏感敏锐嘅，同埋当神提醒我哋，特别系透过佢话语提醒我哋嘅时候，我哋愿意去改变。
Actually, a teachable and humble heart is important in our daily lives if you want to learn and improve or grow in anything.
咁其实喺我哋日常生活好多方面，你都会睇到一个受教、愿意学习同埋好谦卑嘅心咧。是很重要的，无论我们要学什么方面，要改善哪一方面。
In the past, I used to teach violin to children in China.
我之前呢，在大陆是有教小朋友小提琴的。
I taught two children separately once.
有一次我就教两个，分别教两个小孩子。
One boy and one girl.
一个是男仔，一个女仔。
The boy was really smart, and he could grasp what I was teaching him quickly.
咁個男仔咧就好醒目嘅，學嘢好快，咁啊好快就可以掌握到我教佢嘅。
But a lot of times he would think he already got it, and he would start playing in his own way.
咁但好多時候，因為佢覺得自己都識噶啦，咁就按住自己中意咁去彈啦，咁樣去拉小提琴啦。
And not pay attention to what I was teaching him.
就唔留心去聽我要教佢嘅。
On the other hand, the girl was not as quick in thinking to grasp the teaching materials.
咁但係對比嗰個女仔咧，就反而係比較慢嘅。佢對於要學嘅材料都好掌握得好慢。
She had a teachable, but she has a teachable attitude and was willing to practice what she learned.
咁但係佢就好聽話嘅，好願意去聽，就願意翻屋企去練習所學到嘅。
Even though she was progressing rather slowly.
雖然佢進步得比較慢。
Can you guess what happened after a year?
咁大家可唔可以估到一年之後發生咩事咧
？The smart boy actually gave up playing the violin after a while.
咁嗰個男仔好聰明，學又好快嘅男仔咧，其實隔咗冇幾耐已經放棄，冇繼續學小提琴啦。
Because he often thought he understood how to play the violin.
因為佢成日覺得自己都識啦，我都已經識點拉小提琴啦。
And seldom practiced.
亦都好少去練琴。
And eventually he did not improve and lost his interest in the end.
咁最終佢冇任何進步，亦都失去咗學小提琴嘅興趣。
And the little girl, though she was slow in understanding,
但係嗰個女仔雖然佢學得比較慢，
but she had a teachable and attentive attitude.
但係佢有一份好願意學習、好聽話、好留心學習嘅心。
She listened and practiced steadily.
咁佢就聽咗之後，亦都去好用心咁去練習啦。
And after a year, she played well and loved playing violin very much.
咁過咗一年之後咧，佢拉得好好，亦都非常之中意拉小提琴。
In the same way, our attitude towards God's word makes a lot of difference.
同樣道理，我哋對神嘅態度咧，係會帶嚟一個好大嘅差別嘅。
Let us be reminded to keep a gentle and teachable attitude when we learn from the Word of God.
咁希望我哋都可以保持依個温柔謙卑嘅態度啦，當我哋去面對神嘅話語。
And the third reminder of the correct attitude toward God's Word is found in verse 22.
咁而第三個關於即係我哋對神嘅話語要有正確嘅態度咧，就可以喺第22節度睇到啦。
Apostle James reminds us to be a doer of the word, but not merely a hearer.
使徒雅各咧提醒我哋要去做一个行道，即系话行出神话语嘅人，而唔系净系去听道。
He used a very vivid picture to show how a hearer of the word is like.
咁佢用咗一幅好生动嘅图画咧，去形容一个听道嘅人、听神话语嘅人系点嘅。
Do you know what picture he used?
大家睇唔睇到佢用咗咩嘅图画咧？
It's like a person who looks at a mirror.
就好似一個人照鏡。
And saw himself.
見到自己嘅樣啦。
But walks away doing nothing.
但係見完之後，睇完之後就行開，亦都冇做任何嘅嘢。
I think we all use a mirror a few times every day, right?
我相信我哋當中每個人一日最少用幾次鏡啦，照鏡。
Maybe the ladies will use more often than the guys.
可能女仔照鏡比男仔多啦。
But I guess not necessarily true in a young generation.
不過喺年輕嘅一代，可能呢個都唔係一定係真相嚟嘅，即係可能男仔都用得好多嘅。
So we use the mirror to make ourselves look tidy and presentable.
咁我哋照鏡就係為咗可以整理一下自己嘅儀容啊，可以比較得體啦，好睇啦。
And God's word is also like a mirror that shows how we are truly like.
咁神嘅話語咧，其實都好似一面鏡。可以俾我哋睇清楚，其實我哋係點樣嘅。
To help us see if anything in us is unclean。
幫我哋睇到我哋入面有冇任何唔潔淨嘅地方。
Or if we are enslaved by anything。
又或者我哋會唔會受某啲嘅嘢去捆綁，好似枷鎖，好似冇自由咁
？Once we perceive if something is wrong in us, or if we are enslaved by certain things。
當我哋睇到有啲嘢唔對路啦，喺自己生命裡面，或者有啲嘢喺度纏繞我哋、捆綁我哋嘅時候咧
，We can take action and ask the Lord to help us to be freed or be cleansed by His help。
咁我哋就可以採取行動，就係去祈求神咧，去潔淨我哋，同埋去釋放我哋。
This is why in verse 25, the word of God is described as the law of liberty。
呢個亦都係點解25節咧形容神嘅話語係。这个使人自由之律法。
God is willing to set us free from any form of bondage through His words.
神好乐意透过祂的话语呢去释放我们，从我们的捆绑啊，这些枷锁去释放我们。
However, in order to experience God's power working in our lives,
但是呢，如果我们要去经历神的能力在我们生命里面工作，
We cannot just be a hearer of His word.
那我们就不可以只是听祂的话语了。
If we are only a hearer but not a doer of His word,
如果我哋淨係聽佢嘅話語又唔去行出嚟咧
，It's just like seeing yourself in a mirror.
就好似你照鏡咁。
And you say, "Ah, how come my nose is bleeding?"
你話：哎呀，弊啦，我個鼻做乜流血嘅
？You know it's bleeding, but you just walk away without doing anything to attend to the wound.
咁你知道已經流緊血啦，但係你又唔做任何嘅嘢，唔去處理呢個流緊血嘅情況啦。
咁
就行開咗啦。
So James reminds us, if we are only hearers of the word, we will deceive ourselves.
咁雅各就提醒我哋，如果我哋淨係聽神嘅話語，又唔去做咧，咁其實我哋會自己欺哄自己，欺騙我哋自己。
Thinking we do know what God's word says.
仲以为自己都知道神嘅话语讲乜嘢啦。
But we do not let it truly change our lives.
但系都冇俾神去改变我哋。
This is why in verse 26 and 27, Apostle James says this.
所以点解喺廿六廿七节咧，使徒雅各就咁样讲？
We can also take a look.
咁我哋一齐睇廿六廿七节。
If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
第二六节，若有人自以为虔诚，却不拿住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
If we truly are doer of God's word, but not just a hearer, God's word would be able to change us from within.
咁如果我哋真系一个听神嘅话语，又去行，唔系净系听咗又唔做咧，咁神嘅话语就真系改变我哋啦。
Transforming us to become a person who loves God and loves others as ourselves.
可以从里面咁改变我哋去爱神同埋爱其他人，好似自己咁。
Just like how verse 26 describes.
就好似第廿六节所描述嘅。
To be able to control his tongue.
可以去控制勒住佢嘅舌头。
To be able to know how to relate to others in love.
可以知道点样用爱心同其他人相处。
In verse 27.A doer of God's word will also live out God's love in terms of helping those in distress.
一个行神话语嘅人咧，佢都会去活出神嘅爱，就系藉住去关怀帮助喺困境里面嘅人。
Like widows and orphans.
就好似孤儿寡妇咁。
So verse 26 and 27 shows how a doer of God's word is like.
咁所以廿六廿七节咧，话俾我哋听一个行神话语嘅人咧系点嘅。
He's changed by God's word from within.
佢係從裡面被神嘅話語改變。
To live out God's love to those around him.
去對身邊所有嘅人咧都表達神嘅愛，活出神嘅愛。
And like what verse 27 says.
亦都好似第廿七節所講。
A doer of God's word is not influenced by the values of this world.
一個行神話語嘅人咧係唔會被世界嘅價值觀所影響。
But he is governed by the values of God, which is revealed in his words.
而是呢，按住神在圣经所启示我们的他自己的价值观这样去行。
So this is the third essential attitude that we should have toward God's word.
那这个就是第三个必要有的态度，当我们去面对神的话语。
To be a doer of God's word.
就是要去行出神的话语了。
And about this point, James further reminds us how we can exercise and learn to become a doer of God's word.
咁关于行出神嘅话语咧，雅各亦都进一步话俾我哋听点样可以操练同埋学习呢方面。
Let us read together, verse 25.
咁我哋一齐读廿五节。
But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer.This man will be blessed in what he does.
唯有詳細察看那全備使人自由之律法的，並且時常如此，這人既不是聽了就忘，乃是實在行出來，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Here we see some characteristics of a doer of God's word.
咁呢度我哋就睇到一個行神話語嘅人嘅一啲特徵啦。
He will pay close attention.And look intently at God's word.
佢會好細心、詳細察看、留心咁去睇神嘅話語。
This means we need to make an effort and take time to read and understand God's word.
咁即係話我哋需要付出努力，亦都去抽時間去睇同埋明白神嘅話語。
If we want to truly experience God's power working in us.
如果我哋想經歷神嘅能力，真係喺我哋生命裡面去工作。
I think many of us are quite busy every day.
咁我相信咧，我哋好多人咧，每日都好忙嘅。
Who are still studying a lot of homework?
特別讀緊書嘅啦，好多功課啦。
Who are working a lot of time is spent on working.
咁可能工作嘅咧，就亦都要花好多時間喺工作上面。
But do we make an effort every day to have a date with the Lord?
但我哋有冇付出努力去保持每一日同神嘅约会呢？
And to read His Word and to be quiet before Him.
去睇神嘅话语，去安静喺神面前。
If you do, you will be like what the psalmist describes in the first psalm.
咁如果你愿意咁样做咧，你就好似诗篇第一篇所形容咁啊。
Those who delight in the law of Yahweh and meditate on it day and night will be like a green tree planted by the streams, ever lively and bearing fruits in season. And this person is blessed in what he does.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
So let us be reminded and make an effort to set a time each day.
咁都让我哋都接受神呢个提醒啦，要付出努力，同埋咧每日安排一段时间。
To draw close to the Lord and to read His Word.
去亲近神，去睇佢嘅话语。
So we can receive guidance and reminders from God in our daily lives.
咁我哋每一日咧就可以接受到神要话俾我哋听嘅指引同埋教导啦。
So this is the first characteristic.
咁呢一個咧就係第一個行道嘅人嘅特徵。
Another characteristic of a doer of God's word can be found in verse 25 in these words.
咁第二個行道嘅人所有嘅特徵咧就喺25節嗰度講啦。
Abides by it.
要時常如此。
This shows another trait of a doer of God's word.
咁呢一個亦都係行神話語嘅人嘅另一個特徵嚟嘅。
His word is in his heart, and he sticks with it when facing choices in life.
神嘅话语咧系喺佢嘅心里面，而佢系会选择去持守呢个话语，特别当佢面对生命嘅选择嘅时候。
For example, today we learn that in order to live out the love of God,
就好似今日我哋学习我哋要去活出神嘅爱
，to love the other person as ourselves.
去爱人如己，爱人哋好似自己咁样。
We should learn to be slow to anger.
我哋要学习慢慢嘅动怒，唔好咁容易发嬲。
We should let God control our emotions and not get angry uncontrollably.
我哋要让神咧去控制、掌管我哋嘅情绪，而唔系咧失控咁去发嬲啦。
So how to abide by God's word?
咁究竟点样去持守活出神呢个话语咧
？When our roommate or spouse irritates us.
當我哋同住嘅同住嘅朋友或者我哋嘅配偶去激親我哋啦
，There comes a surge of emotion rising inside。
突然間入面嗰啲情緒都要爆發出嚟啦
，making us want to get angry。
好想發怒。
But if we abide by God's word，
但係如果我哋係持守神嘅話語咧
，persevere and pray to the Lord to help us。
我哋去堅持，亦都去禱告求神幫助我哋。
To live according to His words.
去按住佢嘅話語去生活。
Just like what we said, be slow to anger.
因為聖經教導我哋要慢慢嘅動怒。
Father Yahweh will answer our prayer.
咁Yahweh天父就會聽我哋嘅禱告。
And we will experience God's help and be able to control our emotions.
咁我哋就可以經歷到神幫助我哋，可以去控制住我哋嘅情緒啦。
And not burst into anger towards our roommates or spouse.
咁就唔會向我哋嘅同住嘅人或者我哋嘅配偶咧大發脾氣啦。
So these are the two very practical reminders that we can exercise.
咁呢兩點就係好實際嘅一啲提醒，係我哋可以去做嘅。
If you want to learn to become a doer of God's word,
就係如果我哋想學習去行出神嘅話語。
The first one is to pay attention and make an effort to read and understand God's word in our daily lives.
咁第一個就係要去付出努力啦，去每一日抽時間去睇神嘅話語，同埋去明白佢話語啦。
Secondly, we should keep God's word in our hearts and abide by it.
咁第二就係我哋要去將神嘅話語藏喺心裡面，同埋去持守佢嘅話語啦。
And to live according to it by God's help.
同埋咧就要靠住神嘅幫助去活出嚟。
When we are faced with choices in our daily lives.
特別當我哋面對每一日生活嘅選擇。
Let us conclude our message for today.
咁我而家總結下今日嘅信息。
We saw from James chapter 1:19-27.
我哋從雅各書1:19-27睇到。
Three correct and essential attitudes we should have towards the word of God.
当我们面对神的话的时候，有三个我们必须有的态度。
In order that God's word can work powerfully without hindrance in our lives.
以致神的话语可以毫无拦阻地在我们生命里面很有能力地去改变我们。
Changing us to become a person who is able to live out God's love in all aspects of our lives.
改变我们以致我们生活的方方面面都可以去爱其他人。
Including how we relate to others in speech and in our attitude towards one another.
当我们同人相处的时候，无论是在言语方面，或者在我们实际行动方面，我们态度方面。
Including?
包括我们同人相处的时候，我们无论是言语和对人的态度方面。
First, we saw that we should come before God's word with a determination to put away anything that is unclean or displeasing in God's eyes.
首先我们就看到，当我们面对神的话语，我们需要有这个愿意去除去一切不洁净、污秽的，以及神看为不喜悦的东西。
Because we cannot desire good and evil at the same time.
因为我们不可能同时又爱慕一些良善的东西，但是又爱慕邪恶的。
Secondly, we should keep a humble and teachable attitude towards God's word.
第二呢，我们就要保持一份谦卑、受教，即是愿意学习的这份态度啦，去面对神的话语。
So we can be sensitive to God's reminders to us.
我们就可以对神的提醒呢，有这份敏感啦。
And to be soft in our heart to be changed by Him.
同埋我们的心呢，可以柔软，可以被神去改变的。
Thirdly, we should exercise and learn to be a doer of God's word.
第三点就是我们要去学习、去操练，成为一个行神话语的人。
But not just a hearer.
而不是一个只是听到的人。
A doer of God's word would spend time and effort to understand the word of God.
一个行神话语的人呢，他就会付出努力，也都会愿意花时间去学习、明白神的话语。
And persevere and abide by God's word when faced with different situations and choices in our lives.
咁亦都会当面对生命大小嘅选择嘅时候咧，佢会愿意去持守，去活出神嘅话语嘅。
So may we be reminded today from the passage in James.
咁都希望今日藉住雅各书呢段经文去提醒我哋。
To keep this correct attitude toward God's word in our life.
真係去保持對神話語有呢啲正確嘅態度。
So we may experience God's power working in us.
咁我哋就可以經歷神嘅能力喺我哋生命裡面工作。
To nourish and transform us to become someone who is able to live out God's life.
咁就可以去滋潤我哋，改變我哋咧，成為一個可以活出神生命嘅人啦。
And to be able to live out His love in all aspects of our lives.
亦都可以喺我哋生活各個層面咧，都活出神嘅愛。
I think we have some time. How about we sing our second song to continue worship our Lord?
咁我哋都仲有一啲时间，让我哋一齐可以唱头先嘅第二首歌啊！咁一齐去敬拜我哋嘅天父。